Yo. Hit the thistle dance like I'm Mac Dre. Can't stop looking at it, no, them racks safe. Elevating, only half baked. I'm the Tiger Woods of the crap game. It'll all wash away with the champagne. Cause I bit down on it, left a bad taste. Where is Reverend L. Sharpton in the last days? Another bitch baptized, victim of the wave. Possessed, tryna get a nigga solar praise. Fool for the thought, he was so the same. I'm just tryna rise on the Apple place. This hot Jay-Z handle, yay. Dolovelli might've sounded like a Yeezy quote. She a needy hoe, hit her with a peasy quote. Ended on a high note, something CC wrote. Crowns for the kings that BB sold. Being misled, I was told things. BB King dead on May 14th. Solitary, never been quarantined. We still going up May 14th.
I'm causing problems. You'll get us all killed. Give them what you got and get them out of here.
Shut the fuck up, fat man. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
Be cool, honey bunny. Be cool. No problem. I got it under control.
About to record this as a podcast? Okay.
Damn, my life is so built for
that. You little sick bitch.
Get my nuts. Get my nuts.
Get my nuts. God. Like you could tell a bitch is thick by like her cheeks, and like you could tell this woman is a definitely healthy woman by the shape of her neck. Like, you could tell by you know, her shoulders, that you know she don't do no upper body workouts, just all lower bodies, nigga, all squats, all types of motherfucking the calf raises, all booty glute exercises, my nigga.
Hey, I know, like, she got a YouTube channel and shit, and we watching this shit in silence, but this bitch doing too much talking for me. She gonna have to start trying on some fits. Fast forward. Buffering.
Look at
them titties.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, or whenever the fuck y'all niggas like to listen to this shit. I'm Meech.
I'm Spiff.
And it's a motherfucking drug tabletop podcast with Meech and Spiff.
Oh, show me a little nipple,
we don't
bitch.
Sell drugs,
show
we sell knowledge nipple. And slang game, man. Hey, man. So me and Spiff, man, we snuck in here, man. We, listen. You know what they call me, Spiff.
Young Diane.
Young Diane, sorry. Because, you know, niggas got to do their investigative journalism, man. Mm-hmm. My nigga Spiff, man, said that, a particular, you know, nicely built woman, you know, she got her own YouTube channel, man. She get on this bitch, and, you know,
showing
and try on clothes.
Jeez.
And I told my nigga Spiff, like, you know, one of my, you know, my guilty pleasures.
The rapscallion, young rapscallion, you.
You know, one of my guilty pleasures is, you know, especially, like, all right, at this point, I feel like niggas know that we some sick bastards at this point. Like, you know, when I'm not, like, doing, like, responsible shit, I, like, type in YouTube and be like, bikini try-on hauls. Because I need to, you know.
I need to know.
I just want to see.
I'm writing a paper. I'm trying to do some research.
Come on, man.
I'm writing my dissertation.
My dissertation, nigga. I got to have a whole plethora of knowledge.
Exactly.
Before I dive into this research paper, man. And I feel like, listen, that's what I got to do. Funny thing is, my nigga Spiff like to look at the same shit too.
I do. It's a guilty pleasure. I'm like, I ain't even know hoes did this shit, but when I found out, I was hooked. I was hooked.
How did you find out, you know, about, you know, bikini hauls and shit?
Hoe ass YouTube algorithm. First, I went on this bitch page. I can't think of her name, but she was a stripper, and she was just like day in the life type shit vlog, you feel me? So I'm like, I'm interested, fuck it.
Yeah, let me just see, like, the,
you know, she had a nice crib. She is like, yeah, I'm about to go. I made a lot of money. I'm about to stop at McDonald's. Boom, 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 room tour. So I started watching more videos because she was like borderline naked in that bitch damn near every video. And then I ended up subscribing to the channel. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. I seen, oh, a bikini try-on haul. Let me, this is interesting. No, she was trying on her, she bought some new stripper gear.
Oh, boy.
And she was trying on that. And then you know how the YouTube algorithm wormhole goes. You feel
mm-hmm,
me?
Mm-hmm.
It was a wrap.
It was a wrap after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my YouTube, you know, algorithms are just strictly disgusting.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. My
perverse.
My YouTube wormhole analytics algorithms have been nasty since 2007.
I'm telling you, on it early.
They go back when the twerk team used to get on YouTube.
Boy, you a sick bastard.
Back with what's them hoes name? Miss Twerk some.
Miss Twerk some. All them hoes did everything for the culture. They did everything for the culture.
Nigga, my motherfucking YouTube algorithms have been so fucking screwed up since 2005, nigga. Nigga, my shit is motherfucking disgusting. All I got is bitches twerking,
mm-hmm.
trying on clothes, fashion overhauls, mm-hmm. pretty little women. What's this shit? Pretty little things.
Yeah.
Try on hauls, mm-hmm. fashion over bikini hauls, Savage Fenty bikini hauls, Savage Fenty lingerie hauls.
Ooh, I like the lingerie, nigga. I like the lingerie.
That is my motherfucking YouTube algorithms, nigga. Mm-hmm. I have to get on YouTube and have to search for other shit that I want to see. Because every time I get on that bitch, it's titties and thick women.
My nigga clearly in too deep.
Man, I am a sick bastard, dog. But that's, you know, I just do that shit for research purposes.
I'm telling you, I'm writing the paper.
Come on, man. That shit crazy, man. I've been a sick bastard, like, you know.
Forever.
Like, I knew I was sick, like, years ago, man.
Yeah.
Nigga, what's one of the things that you did and you, like, at the end of it, you was like, oh, man, I'm a sick-ass bastard for even, like, doing this or looking this type of information up, man?
Mm-hmm.
What was the time that you realized you was a sick nigga, man?
Damn, bro, you about to air me out like that?
Nigga, I just told you I've been a sick bitch since 05.
I don't know, bro. Like, it all started with an orange basketball. But no, bro, like, shit, like, when I was, like, a young nigga and shit, you know, like, when you, like, in middle school and shit.
Yeah.
And the girls, they got the little one-piece romper with the checkers on it, and it's, like, a dress.
One-piece romper.
It's, shit. Like.
I can show you a picture, matter of fact.
Just like the whole, like, schoolgirl, like,
I'm about to show you a picture.
Shit.
I'm a visual person. I'm about to show you a picture so we can be on the same page.
Yeah, show me what you talk about, dog. Hold on.
Like this.
Oh, yeah, my nigga Spiff went straight to the, like, the schoolgirl plaid, you know, mm-hmm. short dress / skirt type of thing. That's when you knew you were sick.
I used to be dropping everything I could to be looking under the little dresses and shit. I ain't saying I'm proud of it, but a young nigga was on to something at, like, 10 years old.
And walks in my nigga Chris Hansen. So you said you wanted to eat Jello pudding pop on this little woman's asshole.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Bro. Like, I remember, like, I'm just, like, I can't give you the whole spill. There's more questions you gotta ask. I'm a fun guy, But yeah, though, man, like, little sick shit like that. A little bitch used to let me feel on her ass. She was a little bit healthy for her age.
Absolutely.
This was a little bit older, like 12, 13. Like, nasty. I just been a nasty ass nigga.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. I don't know if it's the rap music
or the misogynistic lyrics.
You know, it could be the steroids in the chicken, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know what contributed to this sick feeling.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know that I have, man. I think it's an illness. Who was that holy nigga that talking about he was addicted to porn?
Nigga, Kurt Franklin?
Kurt Franklin?
Yeah, it was Kurt Franklin.
I understand Kurt.
He was on to something.
He was on to something.
He was on to something.
Dog, I ain't gonna hold you up, Spiff, man. Mm-hmm. I know I'm a sick bitch, dog.
How so?
because like even when I go search my pornos, right? Some niggas be like, all right, I'm going to go to this one particular website. No, I have at least five.
Hey, you really the nigga. Anytime, it's because you young Diane, first and foremost. Absolutely. But anytime somebody drop a sex tape, some nudes, niggas hack OnlyFans, I'm going to my nigga Michi like, boom, boom, boom. Text message like, I need such and such person nudes, nigga, in the next 3 hours. My nigga have it to me in 2 minutes.
Dog, when it's time for me to go, you know, to beats the meats, man, I have to go to at least like five. Look at this bitch, she bouncing her titties on shit. This is like softcore porn.
You love to see it.
Look at her, Smith.
This before she came up though. She a little rich bitch. I see what Drake be talking about, bro. Cause this hoe from Canada, all the bad bitches in Canada. I'll be crying on the track every single time I could too.
I should have put you somewhere where no one can find you. I know. Like, this bitch, like, mind you, nigga, this bitch live in Canada, right? It's cold, nigga, 361 days out of the year.
I'm telling you.
Nigga, the last 4 days of the year, nigga, when the fuck she gonna have time to wear this little ass dress?
Nigga, I'm about to find this bitch and cough on that bitch. We gotta be quarantined together for 10 days, ho.
Damn, I'm losing my train of thought. But yeah, nigga, I gotta go to at least five different sites before I can settle on, like, you know, a particular video that I find.
Yeah, man, it's hard to find good porn these days, man. I like that amateur shit, but you gotta be nasty though.
Yeah,
and it gotta be realistic to me.
Absolutely, you feel absolutely
me? I could easily go through 20 pages of porn watching at least the first.
I can't do that.
The least first.
I can't 50 do it, seconds. Nigga. I can't
at least do until it, I can find the perfect one. I got bookmarks. I got timestamps in my notebook with titles and everything.
I do have, you know how niggas go on a safari, go to the private.
Yeah.
So, cause I don't want niggas to know like my search history like that. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But yeah, nigga, I know exactly what you mean. Like, I got favorites.
Yeah.
You know that I go to, but you know I ain't. You know some niggas like to go, you know, and watch like, you know, familiar videos that they used to.
Yeah.
Niggas might be like, oh, nigga, this is my go-to. Like, nah, nigga. Nah. I'm kind of like, you know, when it comes to like porn, it's like Air Force Ones. Like, I may be watching once or twice, but it's a wrap after that.
Nah.
Like, I gotta see some new shit. You feel
me? It's not necessarily the same thing with me. It's just like when I'm trying to find that right one, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's gonna take, don't let me be blowed or something like that, because I'm gonna be very observant. Like, no, nah, that nigga ain't fucking that bitch right. Like, oh, she faking.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. Like, I don't I think that's why I go to like 5 to 6 different sites, because I don't have the patience to go through 20 pages of, porn and shit.
I mean, I go to different sites and shit, but in that, it's 20. I gotta find. I like what I like, man.
Yeah, cause it's like when it's time, man. I go to She's Freaky. You know, check the recents.
You can't give them all the sauce now.
I can't give them all the sauce. I'm gonna just give them one or two real one quick. Just one or two real quick. Mm-hmm. I go to She's Freaky, check the recents, and then I always do the what they say, the top rated for the week, just to see what, you know, what bitches is popping this week and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I go to the normals, the porn hubs, and, you know, and it's, you know, I subscribe to a few bitches on there, you feel me? Don't worry about who I subscribe to. And if I don't find shit on that shit, then, you know, I go to my Reddit, I go to my Discord, you know, I go tap in with my niggas on the Discord, like, yo, who OnlyFans dropped this week, man? Who got the leaks? You feel me? Because, you know, I gotta do myself, you know. What do bitches like to talk about these days? Self care. You know, watching porn and, you know, in that type of right, niggas, my type of self care.
Oh, I like this little DDG bitch.
Oh, nigga, that's a little TJ bitch now.
Oh, that's a little TJ bitch?
Yeah, that's a little TJ bitch, man.
She done went around.
She done came up.
Came up.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead in your Savage Fenty.
Yeah, man. These hoes, man, get on this goddamn YouTube. Oh, hey,
take that robe off, ho.
Listen.
Oh, dirt.
I've watched this try on haul before.
Mm.
Pay close attention to that mirror over there on the right hand side, my
young
guy.
Young Diane Sawyer.
Come on, man.
If only you can use your powers for good and not evil, man.
Listen, when it's time for me to run for like president, mayor, this type of shit, and all this shit come up, like don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. I gotta say like three times. You know, my Dr. Umar shit. You know, don't be surprised when y'all hear this foul shit, my nigga. Don't be surprised. I am still a man at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Well, pay attention to that mirror over there on the right hand side.
Hey, I ain't took my eyes off it since you said something.
I should have put you somewhere when the fire.
I know.
I ain't gonna hold you up, man. If I ain't have a family and shit, dog, I would be hiding bitches, dog.
I'm telling you, I done hit a few bitches.
Man, dog, listen. Remember. You know, I want to say it was earlier in the pod, man. I feel like we broke down as far as, like, finding, like, the fountain of youth, my nigga.
I remember that.
You remember that episode?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like another person has cracked the code of finding the fountain of youth.
Enlighten me.
Just take a guess. Take a wild guess. He's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Well respected.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, maybe one of our favorites.
Future. Fucking Future.
God damn it. You on this?
Goddamn 47.
And I know people is thinking like, oh man, what do you mean by cracking the code on the fountain of youth? If you can, Spiv, can you please explain to the people where the fountain of youth is and how to, you know, achieve it and how to get to it, man? Just give them a rundown.
Well, like, as you so eloquently put it in our latter episodes, the fountain of youth is in the bottom of these young hoes' pussies.
When?
I mean, however you get to that, that's your journey. That's your business. Like so, like that. You feel me? But, hey, I can't give you all the juice. I can't give you the whole spiel, but that's where it's at. However you get there is how you get there. Don't catch a case. Always check an ID. Even if they got a fake ID, ask them some questions. Like, damn. I was watching some shit on YouTube and shit. It was like a YouTube skit, like, when you know she lying about her age, that nigga pulled out an orange VHS tape.
Wow.
What's that?
Nickelodeon, my nigga.
That's the 90s, baby. You gotta be at least. You gotta be at least, like, what, 25 and up? Come on, nah. Subtle. Don't be rude about it.
Yes,
witty.
Sir.
One thing, man. I'm not the smartest man, but I'm from the east side. And one thing that's taught me, we gonna figure some shit out.
We gonna figure it out.
I may not know everything, but I'm gonna figure some shit out.
Listen, I ain't got all the answers, Sway. I don't have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
But just know, we gonna figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But carrying on, man. I know people is thinking like, nigga, what you mean? You think Future found out the fountain of youth and where it could be found? And how did y'all niggas come up to this? Pay close attention.
Mm-hmm.
Play close attention, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Who is he fucking with recently, Spiff?
Lori Harvey.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. My nigga look 10 years younger, don't
10 years
he?
Off
he done dyed his dreads and shit.
My nigga came out with an album with Uzi.
Uzi and shit. Doing good drugs.
Do you know how old this nigga Future is?
Like 40.
He got... No, this nigga is 39 years old.
That nigga... 40.
It that nigga 40. Is.
40 to new 20, man. I'm
going to do you
if
one
you
better.
If you got money.
I'm going to do you one better.
Because
they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You know, Lori Harvey fucking with Michael B. Jordan. That's fine. That's,
it goes
that's
around.
Dandy. You know, these hoes are for everybody. And like my nigga Future say, she belong to the
streets.
My nigga.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga got him a new bitch, my nigga. Her name is Des. You know, she like cool with like little baby girl and shit. You feel me?
Okay.
Guess how old she is, Bill?
About 21.
23.
Damn. I mean, hey. My nigga, you got it or you don't.
My nigga, I don't know if anybody else have fuck with like young bitches. Of course, of age, of course. But it's a different superpower that you get when you start fucking with these young hoes. Like, nigga, it takes years off your life, man.
It's so rejuvenating.
So, nigga, it's like, nigga, I can't even imagine what it's like to fuck with one of these young hoes.
I can't either, bro. I can't wrap my mind around it.
It's stressful. Very. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But it breathes new life into you, my nigga.
You ever seen the animation of the galaxy being created?
Jesus, here and there. God, you know, yeah, Big Bang Theory.
I feel like it's similar to that.
Yeah.
The Big Bang Theory. But Big Bang I can theory. Only speculate.
Yeah, man. It's something about, you know, when you fuck with a young bitch and dealing with those types of emotions and, you know, trying to stay up to date with the current whatever young niggas is doing, man. It just breathes new life into you, my nigga. For my nigga Future to be fucking with this beautiful woman, mm-hmm. 22, 23, however how old she is, it's just breathing more life into my nigga, man. I feel like if he go this route, he can be 38 for another 38 years.
Exactly. Facts. Big facts.
He gonna still look the same.
Exactly.
My nigga Lil Wayne out here losing dreads. My nigga Future still got his dreads.
I'm telling you. Like, out here living life now.
Come on, my nigga.
How many kids this nigga Future got?
Like 9.
How many baby mamas this nigga got?
12.
Niggas not giving a fuck. Do right crib. Living it up. Never giving a fuck. Never giving a fuck. Baby right, man.
Free my nigga. But nigga, I had did this whole breakdown with the lady in the at the crib, man. I was like, I was just curious. I was like, man, how old is this woman? So I had to do my due diligence because, you know, they call me Young Diane Sawyer. Come to find out, you know, she's however how old. Guess how old my nigga Future's oldest son?
About 18.
You guessed it. Bitch, you guessed it.
I know how these niggas get down, man.
I think... And it could just be me. And it just could just be me, Spiff. My nigga Diddy gave him the play, man.
He definitely did.
He
man.
Had to.
Definitely did.
He had to. My nigga Diddy told him, like, yo, if you want to look youthful and live a very long life, you got to go find you some of these young bad bitches, my nigga.
Quick sidebar. You know who was one bad choice away from being one of these hoes that was, like, being passed around to all the misogynistic, you know, people that we admire?
Let me guess. India Love.
No.
Okay.
That bitch a thought pocket.
I like her, though.
I like that bitch. Saweetie. If my nigga Quavius had not pulled down on her and saved her... Guarantee
it. I ain't gonna lie. And I like Saweetie, man. I really do.
Name
like,
one song besides Icy Girl. I'll wait.
Tap, tap, tap in.
Don't nobody know, man. That bitch fine. Nigga, I don't care if you can rap.
Nigga, she the hood. She the prettiest hood bitch, like.
I'm telling you. She got that little Filipino thing going on.
She got that whole, you know, I'm Filipino too, mm-hmm. psych. But, you know, that's what I would tell her if I ever, you know, saw her in person. But hey. Yeah, I agree with you, man.
Yeah. It'd be like,
ooh, man, that's kind of fucked up, though.
I mean, it is what it is. Shout out to my nigga Quavius. It's no disrespect, but disrespect.
Don't take this as disrespect. But damn, man, my nigga Diddy and his sons had some bitches, boy.
I'm telling you, man.
Bitches, my nigga. God damn, you see what money gets you, my nigga?
Everything.
This our last year being broke, my nigga.
Oh, my mama.
If you had to choose, who is one of your favorite, like, young bitches out here in the industry right now? Besides Saweetie? You know, you can maybe name, you know, some up-and-coming, you know,
I like
young
little bitty bitches, you feel me? I like them petite hoes sometimes, you feel me?
Yes.
I like that
wrong.
Bitch Coi Leroy. Coi Leray.
Coi Leray.
I like that little bitch. I like that little bitch a lot.
She was, you know, that's my nigga Benzino daughter and shit.
I mean, hey, if you got to come see me, I understand. But I don't want no smoke.
Yeah.
No disrespect, but disrespect.
Absolutely, man. Damn, Coi Leray? Coi Leroy? I don't even know her name.
That shit sound like that shit the white people be drinking on.
Yeah, that sound like a fish.
Sound like them fucking sparkling water. Sound
like a good drink.
Yeah, the like the Fresca or
let me get
shit.
One of those Coy LaRoy's.
Yeah. I think that shit called like LaCroix or some shit.
LaCroix, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Damn, man.
What about you, man?
Cause young. I don't be in the mix like that.
Me either. Me either. Like, you know, damn, man. I don't know, man. Cause most of these bitches nowadays think they halfway famous anyway, and they really don't really be nobody for real, for real. Damn. I don't know, Spev. You might have to. If I had to choose, it'd probably be like some YouTube bitches or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
I like that little bitch, Annabelle Hayes. I ain't gonna drop her name. I just pound you out. But you I'm gonna come see you. As soon as they open up Canada again,
I'm gonna put you somewhere where no one can find you.
I'm telling you.
That's crazy, dog. That's crazy, man. Yeah, man. It's a lot of like little young bitches out here, nigga, that just be fine as fuck. Oh, man, you want to know who was... well, she decent. Carucci,
but she's not cool. She's not a young woman anymore. Chris Brown took her best years. And that nigga Victor Cruz, but they newly broke up. Fingers crossed. Please let the bitch do a motherfucking $500,000 tomorrow. I'm flying out to Cali.
Let me ask you a question, man. Because I've been noticing a lot of this shit, you know, on social media, whether it's via Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever, man. One thing that I've noticed a lot recently is that when women break up with their significant other, they instantaneously, almost on the second that they break up with a nigga, they get straight on a motherfucking Instagram and start showing them cheeks.
I mean, it's what? How many stages of grief is it?
I don't know, nigga.
A denial is one of them. I don't know if that's a denial, but shit, she trying to deny the fact that I don't know the nigga like don't want her no more, so.
You don't want me no more.
I gotta show my cheeks to everybody to feel loved and wanted and shit. And I'm here for all that shit. Like, you ever got a hey with three Y's from an old friend that you haven't heard from in a while?
Oh, that bitch trying to fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
That bitch trying to fuck.
How have you been? You be like, good, and you? I'm good, but that nigga just bold me. Blah, 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 I can't believe me. I live for that shit.
A hey with three Y's?
Come on.
The Y's is for S-E-X. However many Y's you got, nigga, if it's three Y's, that's S-E-X. Sexy time.
You got to read between the lines.
She trying to bust some cheeks, dog.
You got to read between the lines, man. That's like the favorite times of my life, bro.
Damn, my nigga Solo just sent me some shit. We'll play that later. But yeah, man, I don't know. Listen, I ain't going to, you know, what they say, involve myself in women's business.
Never
does. But I need to know, why do bitches do that? Like, why?
Hey, with the wise?
Not that. Well, that too.
Clap them cheeks or...
Or just like...
Put a little booty pick on the ground.
Like, you 10 minutes into a breakup, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And you go straight to the internet and be a whore.
I think we kind of got to look into our own minds, you feel me? I'm not saying... And look into the man's brain, you feel me? I know a lot of niggas with baby mamas, families, and shit, who cheat.
Not me, of course.
Black men don't cheat, you feel me?
You know. Black men don't cheat.
And I'd be like, damn, bro, you got a good thing going on. This isn't the third. I've talked to we the same age, one of my niggas and shit. He was like, it's purely for sport at this point, you feel me? I feel like it's purely for sport for them. They want the heart faces, the kissy faces, the emojis, you feel me? They want them comments. They want the girl yes under there. They want a nigga with the eyes under that bitch. Like,
And there's definitely going to be niggas like, you know, like us and that bitch with the eyes, you feel me?
Niggas would be even bold to be like, check DM. I mean, shit. I've
never been that type of nigga.
Hey, man, I could get on Instagram right now, and I ain't been on Instagram in years, and just find a pic where niggas under that bitch going crazy. You feel me?
Remember the old game? Back in the G, you feel? We'll go under a bitch like picture from like 100 weeks ago.
I'm telling you, bro, you can't give all the sauce, man. So some of these tactics still work to this day, man.
But that's only because back then, when we was on Instagram, it wasn't like no DMs.
No,
like,
it wasn't. It was just like straight comments.
You just had to go straight to the comments under a 100-week-old picture and just get your game off, my nigga.
Thank you, internet. Internet is undefeated, man.
Oh, man. Cocaine is one hell of a drug.
I'm telling you.
But, yeah, man. Look, man. I'm starting to think. I mean, and this is vice versa. It can go both ways. You feel me? I think people are so motherfucking, like, self-conscious. Like, they are lacking self-confidence in themselves. I feel like that's why bitches
want
to
be validated.
Yeah, they want to feel validated. Exactly, Spiff. That's why a bitch can be this bitch. And don't get me wrong, I ain't calling her a bitch out of spite or whatever, my nigga. You know, out of anger or whatever. But she been with my nigga Victor Cruz, nigga, for 3, 4, 5, however how long, you know, years. You feel me?
Niggas was hurt about that one. I ain't gonna lie.
And then you get right on there and start busting cheeks. Like, you know, it is what it is, you know.
I like that.
I like it, though. I went to go see the picture. I'm here for it. I like it. You know, by all means, do what you gotta do. But, you know, it's cool.
I'm about to get extra, extra pervy. I'm about to go to these glute workouts.
Oh, go to the glute workouts. I'm about to go to these glute workouts. We need just some, you know, something in the background.
Something in the ambiance.
Just something in the background, you know.
I like that wave. That's what, I don't give a fuck who come over here. My mama could come over here. I'm having bikini trial hauls on all the TVs in this bitch. And glute workouts.
I like your style, man. That's why niggas like us would never have no money.
I'm spending that shit.
No. I know I ask this question often, man, but, you know, when a bag come, tell me another, you know, maybe outrageous purchase or, you know, just some rich nigga shit that you would do, you know, when a bag come, man.
When a bag come?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very conservative, bro. Like, I want you to know I got it, but I still want you to wonder. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come in.
You want
know.
Niggas know, like, it's around, but it's you don't around, know how much feel it's me? Around.
Yeah. I might, you know what I'm saying? I might be in my leisure gear, you feel me, playing Rolly and pull up in a fucking spaceship coupe, nigga, Justin Timberlake
hop
style.
Into my spaceship
you feel
coupe.
Me? Shit like that, you feel me? I like being subtle, but I like shitting on niggas at the same time, you feel me?
Facts.
I feel bad sometimes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, that's, I don't know. If we talking big money, you feel me, the private jets, I might just land that bitch in front of your house on your whole block, you feel me, little PJ, you feel me?
You know, just land that bitch, you feel me?
I might come in and pull a rapper move, a Polo G move, and have 3 watches on if I'm really feeling myself, I'm drunk.
Just that day, you
just
know
that
I mean?
Day, you feel
That's
me?
That's just the type of time that you on.
Nigga, I was looking at a nigga that be doing grills and shit. He be giving niggas verniers, but he be doing the permanent like diamonds and gold. Mm-hmm. I might just have one fully flooded VVS tooth, nigga.
Oh man, you taking it overboard. You know how Drizzy got the little single diamond in the tooth.
I might get one gold permanent. I mean one
fully blown
tooth, nigga. Vampire.
That's fire.
You feel me?
That's
just
fire.
On some shit, and I don't smile a lot. You feel me? So if you catch me in a good mood, you catch me. That's the type of shit I be on. What about you?
I think for me is, well, first of all, you know, just to diversify my bag, I got to have a production, like studio. I have to have like a whole production team just on standby, you know, just so I can, you know, just have people just film porn.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I want them to, I'm gonna have a whole crib where it's just nasty shit go down.
They just gonna be fucking.
Just nasty shit go down.
Now,
like,
what's the name of that place?
What?
That Samuel Jackson and them be at in Trump?
Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove. You trying to build a Bohemian Grove in the, at the crib?
Like, it's going to be like, it's going to be in the whitest neighborhood you can fucking find, my nigga.
That's the perfect place, because them niggas is nasty too. Them niggas, any white man with money I know got a sex scandal or is getting ready to have a sex scandal.
It's going to be in the whitest neighborhood you can, like, absolutely find. Like, on the outside, you might not know what the fuck is going on up in that bitch, but on the inside, it's going to be nasty. It's gonna be nasty.
You might see a hoe stumbling out the crib 1 a.m. and shit.
That's it.
That's about it.
Niggas gonna be like, "Meet you where you at? I'm at the crib in Scottsdale. Pull up."
Know what that mean? Know what that mean?
It's going down.
I'm wearing a GoPro in that bitch. Fuck that shit.
Real nigga activity.
A duh.
Like, pull up, man. Pull up. Because that's the type of time I'm on. Like, I don't even want to, you know, interact with the bitches. I just wanted to be around. Like, I feel like I work, you know, more creatively, you know, under certain environments. And I feel like that's a perfect environment for a creative, you know, people to, like, just flourish.
I mean, you like what you like, man. You got to keep the creative juices flowing by all means.
Because it's starting to get old, man. It's starting to get old. That's why I go to so many damn porno pages, my nigga, because I didn't probably seen it all, man. I have bruises on my brain.
I didn't seen it all or done it all.
I have seen it all. Like, nothing surprised me anymore. I think I might have to go to rehab.
I mean, no. Let's not go overboard. Let's not get carried away.
Like, at some point, like, my eyes are going to fall out.
It's a long time before that happens.
Yeah, you right. But look at this woman, Spiff.
Yeah, she...
You really fuck with her.
I like that. But you know how I am, though. I'm obsessed with them. When I'm done with it, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
You feel me? I get that bitch about a month. On to the next bitch.
I ain't even really know that you like light-skinned bitches like that, for real.
I don't really particularly... I like light-skinned bitches, but, like, I can't build no future with no light-skinned bitch.
Nah, that's a headache.
Nah. And then when they get old, they get real mean and
they
finicky.
Get mean as hell.
Nah, I need me a chocolate goddess. You feel me?
Yeah.
But for just, what would you call that? Fantasy purposes,
just
you feel me?
Just to say I had one.
Just to say I had one, you feel me? I done poked on a couple light-skinned bitches in my lifetime, though.
Look at her. She doing hip flexes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what they call this exercise.
It's like abduction of the hips. Like, you could... She just replacing it with a machine and shit. I mean, with bands
with the,
and shit.
With elastic bands.
Yeah.
She know exactly what she doing, man. Yeah. This shit should be illegal. This is like porn, for real.
It is. It's softcore porn. She tried to make that motherfucker clap, though.
Man. Man, did you see my nigga Uzi? He put 25 on his dome spread.
No,
this nigga got a $25 million pink diamond and planted in his fucking forehead.
Oh, like a little
No, that motherfucker ain't little, my nigga. That shit is
on
rock.
But you know, I know what you talk about, like the like how bitches be having the shit in their cheeks and
the
in their back.
What they call it, derma fucking shit.
Yeah, dermatology or some shit. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's a whole. That's like a whole profession and shit, a medical profession and shit. Abdermal. I don't fucking know.
Nigga, I know when motherfuckers is bored nowadays, dog.
This is my favorite exercise.
Like, how bored you gotta be to, like, put 25 M's on your fucking dome spread, my
man,
nigga?
Ever since he started fucking with that nigga Ho, bro, that nigga been spending a lot of unnecessary money. Which is kind of I wouldn't expect him to do that fucking with Hov, but Hov just had to pay niggas, and then if you don't listen to Hov, you just don't listen to Hov.
Yeah.
But he gonna get you paid. Don't ever say he ain't do nothing for you.
I guess, man. I don't know, man. I feel like let Uzi do Uzi. I've seen a lot of motherfuckers, you know, be like, oh, nigga, that's stupid. That's retarded. A nigga gonna run up on you, snatch your motherfucker whole forehead off. Like, you gotta realize, this nigga Uzi don't be in the same places that we be. This nigga gonna dangle on the east side. This nigga don't dangle on motherfucking 7 Mile. Like, this nigga don't dangle in the same areas that real niggas dangled. When the last time you seen Uzi at the club?
Never.
Man, if this nigga Uzi ain't doing the show, we don't never see this nigga.
At all. I mean, he be low-key ducked up. I can respect it. That's the type of shit I'll be on. Yeah. I'm gonna still be buying dumb shit, but you ain't gonna always know.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, nah. Cause I ain't even seen, like, the nigga Sauce Walker,
mm-hmm.
you know, rapper from Texas and shit, talk about, like, nigga, I did it first. Nigga, I put the motherfucking $250,000 on my cheek. These niggas, these rappers wanna be like me. Fuck you. And I'm like, my nigga, what does it matter? What does it matter?
It don't matter.
Nothing is new under the sun.
Niggas is always going to come into new money, and niggas is always going to do dumb shit with their money, regardless of who did it first or whatever. Just be grateful, nigga. Just be fucking grateful.
Like, nothing is new under the sun. I'm pretty sure we can look back in history and see some type of, like, pharaoh or prince, you know, putting fucking diamonds and shit on their fucking face.
Yeah, them niggas was getting like tattoos and wearing jewelry piercings and shit. You know, that shit is in the Bible, actually.
Yeah.
Niggas, I mean, been doing that shit.
I look at it this way, man. If a motherfucker wanna look like me, act like me, be like me, do what I do on the regular like me, I just take that as, you know, what they say. Imitation is a form of flattery.
Yep.
You feel me? I'm just like, you know, I get it, you know. I see where it come from. Like, I ain't gonna be sitting up in here talking to niggas, talking about, like, oh, that nigga trying to be like me, talking loud to my phone and shit. Like, nah, nigga, that shit kind of weak.
Yeah, fuck like, all that, nigga. Whatever. If it's, I'm more in like a if you know, you know type.
Yeah.
Playing field, you feel me? Fuck it. I'm not about to be like, oh, this nigga done did this shit. I did this shit first, 2012. It's been so many niggas that done copied the flow, you feel me? In my lifetime, I'm just used to it. And when you go and showboat and brag about doing some shit first, that means you ain't used to shit.
And I say this, man. Niggas don't remember who did it first. Niggas remember who did it right.
Exactly.
So no matter whatever the fuck you got going on, my nigga, you could be the first nigga to do this. But it's going to be somebody that's going to come down the lines and do it somewhat like how you did, but take it better.
We not trying to reinvent the wheel. We just trying to throw some rims on that.
We just trying to improve on the motherfucker, nigga.
I'm telling you.
Nigga, like, shit, nigga, I'm going to put 4 spokes. Well, nigga, I'm going to put 5 on this
exactly.
one, nigga. Shit, nigga.
Come on now, meet you.
Who the fuck is this woman? You done got beside yourself.
Her name Diana Ruiz. Ruiz.
Look at my man's in the background. I'm like, this nigga ain't even working out.
That nigga chilling. Boy, that shit happened in real life, boy.
This is some sick shit. Look at these niggas, dog. They ain't even really working out. They just watching this bitch, dog. This is some sick activity. Real nigga activity.
Hey, it is what it is, man. It's a cold world out here, man.
Nigga, I'm convinced, like, when these bitches be working out on YouTube and shit, nigga, they work out just enough to produce a 5 to 10 minute video.
I mean, shit.
And then just going to get lipo afterwards.
Pretty much. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but this shit be happening in real life to me when I be in the gym, bro.
For real?
Bitch, I was just in that bitch, like, maybe 3 days ago. Bitch just got done, like, just got in front of me in the mirror and shit and just start busting squats. And I did not move an inch. I didn't even flinch. I was like, okay, this is what we doing? Fine. I'll allow it.
I'd be like, you need a spot.
I should have got behind it like, ah. Oh, check this one out. Check this one out. Come on now.
Come on, man. This ain't even how you supposed to use this machine. This ain't even how you supposed to use the machine. This bitch is on the motherfucking bench press machine. Bench pressing her
over her legs.
She is on the Smith machine, nigga. Bench pressing this bitch with her legs. I know niggas be in this bitch like, come on now.
Come on now. I'll be right back like, oh, one more. You got it.
I need me a sugar mama. Oh, lady.
You gotta love it, man. You gotta love it, man.
Oh, man. This is a sick-ass episode, dog.
I'm telling you it is.
Nigga, just wait. Just wait until we can input the fucking visuals on this shit,
I'm telling you.
Nigga, we are going to get copywritten.
Bro, we, nigga, we are canceled.
We get flagged. Flagged, dog. But, dog, nigga, I was,
and that bitch working on her dildo stroke game. Fuck you talking about? Fuck is you talking about?
Squeeze the glutes. Dog, I seen a motherfucking, a baby driving on 8 Mile coming towards his way.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God. Oh, that's my nigga Tyler Herro, bitch.
It is, though. Damn. Yeah. See what money get you? You see what fucking money get you? This nigga from Wisconsin, nigga.
This nigga, her name is Katya Henry.
Nigga, it ain't no bitches in Wisconsin, nigga.
I should have put you somewhere where no one can find you. Man, I seen a baby driving on 8 Mile coming towards his way, dog. And I'm pretty sure, like, well, let me backtrack a little bit, dog. I'm coming down Grass Shirt, crossing over 8 Mile. It's a toddler in the front with the, I'm assuming his father and shit, mm-hmm. like holding him on his lap and shit.
Uh-huh.
This little nigga had to be no older than like maybe 4.
Hey, he got to chill because it's like inclement weather and shit.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, damn, nigga just got a bunch of snow and this nigga just driving across like 8 Mile, like, just like comfortable as hell. Like, nigga, get your baby, my nigga. Like, this shit ain't safe, nigga. It's like, damn, my nigga, you came from the police and shit. Ain't going to the hood.
Yeah, I work out ain't nasty enough for me.
Yeah, it hurt. You a sick bitch.
It is what it is.
Look how they zoom in on the cheeks though.
I mean, you gotta have a cameraman.
Is it this black man?
Mm-hmm. Look how my nigga hugged up on this bitch. I'll disrespect.
I mean, she pretty strong, man. She lifting 50 pounds and shit.
I mean, shit.
Look at her squat.
Ah,
is she getting her lunges? This is some sick ass shit.
Oh yeah, let me see what this under booty workout talking about.
Under booty workout.
Under booty workout. Yeah, I mean, you the one who brought it up, man.
Listen, I told you once. I told you once, my nigga.
Oh no, I ain't even. Oh no,
I could tell by this woman's neck. Yeah. She ain't even got the juice like that. Man, nigga, what other weird shit you went to these days, man?
This is gross, but I've been watching a lot of shit on YouTube of people taking out big ass splinters out they like hands and shit.
You fuck with that?
Sometimes when I'm high and drunk, I be feeling like I be taking that shit out of my hand. I be like,
like, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I used to be watching like Dr. Pimple Popper on TLC and shit. Like, yeah, sometimes I watch that shit, nigga. I
watched a nigga take out nose splints and shit out of a patient and shit.
Damn.
Like, I guess doggy broke his nose. They put something up their nostrils and shit,
mm-hmm.
that go into like their membrane. I was watching like 30 minutes of niggas pulling that shit out. I don't know why.
That shit weird in a motherfucker.
Weird as fuck. I don't know why.
I don't know, man. I find myself, you know, indulging a lot of, like, strange activity, man.
Got to, man. Got to keep it weird sometimes.
Yeah, man. I feel like at this point, man, of everybody trying to be too goddamn cool, man, I feel like everybody got some weird shit that they got going on, man.
If you don't have no weird, like, what you say?
Idiosyncrasies.
Idiosyncrasies about you and shit like that, I don't trust you. You a fucking clone.
Yeah. Like the lady and shit, nigga, she like to get on YouTube and watch motherfucking the crackheads, meth heads, prostitutes and whores.
That shit is weird. You sure she ain't a pimp?
She might be.
Come on now.
She might be doing research on herself.
I'm telling
but yeah, nigga, that's her shit now. Like every day, nigga, she watching like fucking meth heads on fucking
what YouTube they be doing. Just being crackheads?
Yeah.
Duh. Watching them in their natural habitat. I ain't bad at it.
Look at the lion. Stalks up on his prey. But no, nigga, she be on that bitch and be like, damn, I find this shit so interesting. I be like, baby, they over there talking some bullshit.
Like, you find this interesting? Let's go to Mac and Bewick real quick. Like, I could take you to the atmosphere.
It's this one nigga and motherfucking, I think I told this shit on the pod before. He got a YouTube page called The Soft White Underbelly, mm-hmm. in which he go to like Figaro.
And it know. Be like in black and white, and he interview the people.
Do it be black and white?
Sometimes.
Yeah. But yeah, he go down there, interview pimps, prostitutes, whores, crackheads, meth heads, heroin addicts, all that shit. And the lady be doing like, the lady be like, oh shit, this was uploaded 17 minutes ago. I'm about to watch this. Like that's her shit now. Oh,
that's her shit. Okay, I done seen that shit, but that's cool though. That is kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's no different from us watching Bikini Hauls.
Yeah, it's no different. It's a lot different. But I get where you going. You feel me?
Yeah, man. I wish we would have thought of that shit before.
I'm telling you, I had my nigga Speedy on this bitch.
Come on, man.
That nigga, come on, bro. We still could do this.
We already downtown, man.
That's what I'm saying. We can literally just open the door, like, come in. Get the camera.
Can I offer you a cold beverage, my brother?
Get that nigga a bottle of water and a peanut butter sandwich. Call it a day.
The funny shit is, man, my nigga on that bitch getting money from like the YouTube views. This nigga got to GoFundMe and shit. This nigga is. Eating, dog. Eating.
Man. People pay for content, man.
You gotta find a lane. You gotta find a lane, man. I don't know, man. I need to find us a lane, man, so we can stick to it. Or this shit just might be the lane, my nigga.
I mean, it's always the lane, you feel me? But, you know, we could grow. Oh, this somebody doing the same little thing, but my dog ain't this getting bitch the is angle.
This bitch on the Smith machine.
My dog ain't got machine. The right angle, though.
Nah, yeah, he gotta get behind that motherfucker, dog. This is some sick activity.
I like that one right
okay.
there.
Okay. I'm pretty sure, like, on the workout instructions, on the bench and shit, mm-hmm. it tells you to stay away from these types of exercises.
All the time, but niggas still do it, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's going to tear her ACL. Nah, she ain't even got no weight on the machine.
You know, you're supposed to warm up them together.
See, I don't know that.
You know, tear Achilles and shit. I like this little exercise, too, right here. Damn, you got to get it from the right angle, though.
Yeah.
I need to see that ass.
Okay, I'll see. She moved the weight up. Mm-mm-mm. But, yeah, man. Niggas got to... I wonder, how many views this woman got, Spit?
Shit, I went to another video. I don't know. She had about like 800,000 subscribers.
800,000 subscribers?
Yeah.
What would you do for 800,000 subscribers right now, dog? I'd do whatever the fuck. I'd do dick exercises on YouTube.
I probably would. I was going to say run around slapping niggas and shit, but you just in a whole different bag, I see.
Yeah, man.
I'll run around like, my mans, they be getting beat up by them professional boxers and shit.
Dog. He dumb as hell.
Dumb as fuck.
But I get it. Fuck it. That nigga.
Hold on. I didn't like this video, but I'm going to go to her page because I like the way this bitch look.
Mm-mm-mm. Man, speaking of bad bitches and shit, dog. Nigga, how was your Valentine's Day, nigga? Did you bust some cheeks, nigga? Did you, you know?
Desert dry dick over here.
Damn.
I watched a good movie. I took a nice bubble bath with the lavender Epsom salt mix.
Oh, boy.
And stayed up till like 1 o'clock in the morning until I had to go to work.
Yeah. What movie did you watch, my nigga?
Shit, I had to rewatch that Judas and the Black Messiah for real. It was a couple of things.
How was it, man? I seen a lot of people talking about that shit on Instagram and Twitter and how good it is or whatever.
The thing with, like...
Because isn't it... It's a true story, right? Ain't it about somebody?
It's about Fred Hampton.
Fred Hampton. Okay. Yeah.
So, the thing with, like, movies...
I don't know shit about Black history. That's terrible.
Yeah, the thing about movies, like, Solo... Niggas was over here, and one nigga's like, oh, I guess it's the Black movie of the year. And I was like, yeah, which it is. But The thing I admired about it the most was the storytelling, you feel me? Anybody could do a 12 Years a Slave, a Django. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to hold my nigga Quentin Tarantino like that. They can't do a Django and shit because that shit was artsy as fuck. But, like, anybody could do, like, a Harriet Tubman. Like, what the fuck was Harriet Tubman doing? She had superpowers or some shit like that in the movie?
Yeah, I think she, what?
Yeah, like, she, like, when it came nighttime and shit, I heard, like, I ain't watched the movie, but I heard she had, like, some superpowers and shit.
She had night vision?
Yeah, night vision or some shit like that. You feel me? Anybody can make a slave movie or a motherfucking, oh, I'm about to tell this Frederick Douglass story or this, this, and the third. It was the storytelling was great. The relationship between the protagonist and the antagonist was great.
Yeah.
The best supporting, the actor and the supporting actor had great chemistry, which is the same thing and shit like that. And then it had like all the black actors that we know, you feel me? Not necessarily like, oh, that's Denzel Washington, but oh, that's the nigga from this, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that. So it was dope. Soundtrack was amazing, as you probably know.
Yeah.
You feel
me?
My man's from Get Out, Daniel Kaluuya.
Did he play
He played Fred Hampton. He bodied that shit. My nigga from Atlanta, Lakeith Steinfeld.
Yeah.
He played like a so Fred Hampton was a co-founder of the Black Panther party in Chicago and shit like that. It takes place after Huey Newton was locked up and he kinda like taking on the responsibility.
Yeah.
They find not to give you the whole spiel, but they find a man down on his luck that got caught impersonating the FBI agent, and they made that nigga infiltrate the Black Panther, and then certain things happen and you just gotta watch. But it was a good movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a look into it, man, because I hate to say it, man. As a black man myself, black history was always treated as a work and not celebrated.
Yeah, it definitely.
Like when Black History Month came along, it was just always, all right, you got to write a report on, you know, on these particular individuals or something like that in school.
Yeah.
And it was never treated as like, you know what, this is something we're going to celebrate, we're going to educate y'all and just tell y'all what's going on. It's always treated as like homework. So whenever that time came, I was like, oh goddamn, I got to write the same goddamn report about Malcolm. Marvin, what the fuck his name? Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and
that's
shit.
What I'm saying.
I'd be like, God damn.
It was crazy because I ain't really started learning about black history for real, till like I got older and I started educating myself on it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, but it was definitely like that back in the days. Like, George Washington Carver, that was my favorite nigga to write about. That nigga made peanut butter, nigga. My mom used to write that shit for me every year, nigga.
I'm allergic to them bitches, dog.
He did a little bit more than that, though.
Yeah, but
he was an inventor, though. But you know what I'm saying?
It was like boring as fuck. That, man.
Definitely, it was just like, this old ass black nigga.
But no, look, but you know, back to what you were saying. Like as we gotten older, you know, I feel like going out on our own, just doing research on as far as like our historical figures. It's like, I feel like I don't know, it just, it's better that way, man.
It definitely is. Because you never know, like, and it's crazy because the thing with Fred Hampton, and even if you don't know this, like, nigga, you could really Google this shit, and I don't feel like I'm ruining the movie by telling you this. When that nigga got assassinated, that nigga was only, like, 21, bro.
My nigga was out there putting work in.
That's what I'm saying. And a lot of motherfuckers don't know, like Angela Davis and all them Huey P. Newton. Them niggas was like educators for like them niggas. Like when they locked Huey P. Newton up, that nigga had a PhD. They was on the run. Angela Davis was on the run with a fucking PhD. She was Huey P. Newton, he was like a Six Sigma or some shit. I don't know. I ain't into that fucking sorority shit. But
yeah,
like niggas was educated, put it like that.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I gotta go back and do my research because I feel like there's a lot. It's always, just like I said, it was always the Martin Luther Kings, the Malcolm X when we was in school, mm-hmm. and how everybody got to be peaceful. I want to hear the history about when we was fucking niggas up.
Exactly.
I want to hear the history of when we was, like, punching white people in their motherfucking mouths.
Face.
Yeah, like, I want to hear that type of history, whereas we didn't back down. Mm-hmm. Whereas we, like, nigga, fuck this, nigga. We got chopsticks, and we ready to chop shit.
Exactly.
Like, I want to hear that type of history.
I mean, you should watch that movie, though.
Oh, believe me, I'm definitely indulge myself. Yeah. That's why I like shit. As I got older, I'm like, shit, man. Why? And I understand, like, it is important to know where you came from and everything like that. Exactly. But at the same time, too, like, shit, we need to know more than just the George Washington Carvers.
And the Malcolm X.
The fucking W.E.B. Du Bois.
Du Bois.
You know, the motherfucking what's the lady with the pressing comb?
Madam C.J. Walker.
Madam C.J. Walker. Yeah. It's like, how about we talk about, like, you know, some real niggas? You
yeah, man. Street Lord Wine and somebody
Street Lord
like
Wine,
that,
man. Come nigga, on. I remember I was at motherfucking
Mac Nichols. Nigga.
I was at work. This was many years ago. Of course, I've been a heathen all my life and shit.
Oh, duh.
But, nigga, you know, come Black History time, you know, people, you know, at the workplace, like, yeah, we're going to, you know, outside your cubicle, we want you to put up a picture, and, you know, maybe some quotes and shit like that, you know, about some historical Black figures and shit. And, of course, you already know what type of time I was on.
I know you ain't put on that Brian Pumper quote. What was that one episode we did?
Wesley Pipes.
Yeah, Wesley. I would have put all Wesley Pipe quotes.
Oh, God. No, I should have, though. But he ain't got the quotes. But he ain't got the quotes that's suitable for the workplace and shit.
I feel you. You got to keep a job out here.
But of course, nigga, you know, I was on some pimp shit, nigga. I was like, damn, I should just put Bishop Don Magic Wine on this bitch.
Hey, church.
But I settled for, like, P. Diddy and shit. Like, but, like, yeah, man, like, shit, nigga. I guess, I don't know, man. I wish, you know, history was more palatable and was, you know, brought to me in a different way than just the regulars, you feel me? I want to hear that gangster shit, man.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
But yeah, man, I'm gonna check it out, though. I gotta see what's going on in this world, dog. Because it's a war going on outside. Nobody's safe from.
I'm telling you.
But yeah, man, did you listen to that album, though, for the movie?
No, I just listened to the Jay-Z verse.
Of course. That's real niggas would.
Yeah, come on now. Stop it now.
That's real niggas would.
Hey, man, I'm starting to get keen on your investigative journalism tricks. All right? Come on now.
Listen.
Do I need a representative when we turn on the mics, man?
Dog, that's why I call a half-ass internet research, dog. Because I don't give a fuck about what these other niggas are doing.
Yeah, they had some good people on the album, though. Like
I seen Polo G on there.
Yeah, I seen Polo G. I seen Smino on that, bitch.
Yeah, shout out to my nigga Smino.
I fuck with Smino.
But nigga, we ain't trying to hear none of that. My nigga Nip and Hov was on that bitch. Nigga, that's a standout track, my nigga. That's
exactly. And you could tell Hov put his verse out after he passed, because he was absolutely talking about shit that happened like 2 weeks ago type shit.
Absolutely, man.
But I think if you listen closely, and me and my little brother got to stop smoking so much weed before we go to the gym.
Yeah.
But I swear, he said something about the FBI killing Nipsey Hussle in an indirect way.
Nah.
And he said, I got to watch my back. Cause this is what they doing to influential Black men.
I ain't gonna jump on that type of ledge, hey, my baby.
I'm just saying.
I ain't gonna go that far.
What you say? This my hill.
Yeah.
I'm ready to die on
you. Can die on that bitch if you want to.
Hey, that's like the equivalent of, like, you remember when Kayla was obsessed with that Street Lord Wine song that Enormous guy when he kept on saying Blade Kill Wine?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I'm at the barbershop. What up, Juan? Heard you got indicted. How you feel? I know you're stressing.
Man, this bitch talking too much. Quit fucking talking. I don't give a fuck. What the fuck? Yeah, there we go. Fast forward, there buffering. You go.
Listen, this is a newer Savage Fenty try-on haul. Mm. So on this one, you have to probably go to like her older ones because she don't show any cheeks anymore.
Oh, okay. Hell
she don't show any cheeks anymore.
My nigga is well versed in the perv.
When? Yeah. I mean, she look good from the front.
You look good.
You look good from the front, but we need to see what.
She is very gorgeous to me.
Yeah, you gotta go to the old ones, my nigga.
I got one 7 months ago. Come on now, stop
yeah,
it. I found
7 months
shit.
Ago. Yeah, we might be on the song.
Mm. Ooh, she got a little lace front, Bob. Yeah.
Look at her intro video.
I mean, she look like she got on that Balmain season 2019.
Yeah, that's probably some Fashion Nova.
That's some Fashion Nova, though. But it looked good in the house that she is. Yeah, it's the ambiance.
It looked like that Balmain dress my nigga Rose bought for that one bitch.
And Kim K had on, too.
Yeah. Facts. Oh, yeah.
Come on, bro. This bitch ain't. She ain't doing enough posing for me, bro. Like, let me see the whole outfit.
Nigga, go to. Go.
Damn, man. Fuck this shit. I'm off this bitch, bro.
Yeah, click off of her, man. Go to the other the little bitty bitch.
My one bitch.
Yeah, and Annabelle or Anna Hayes or whatever the fuck her name is.
Lingerie. Her titties was showing in that bitch. Her nipples.
Go to the one that you sent me.
Stop it! It's how I can't say no names. With Dirty Glove Entertainment.
Dirty Glove.
It's hot, I can't say no name. Shout out to my nigga Fats.
What up, Fats?
What up, Fats?
What up, Fats?
Damn.
Like, she should.
Oh, damn. I forgot we was recording. We was recording. My bad.
Like, look at this, man.
I like that. That shit look like some dental floss.
Are you the type of nigga to like, you know, like your woman to like wear like lingerie, you know, like sets and shit?
Nah, I tear that shit off.
Yeah, it serves
that
no
shit
purpose.
Too expensive. Like, it serves no purpose. You ain't gotta do all that with me, baby.
Like, for her,
man, we gotta watch this on the 85 because I need you to see that nipple in high def.
Yeah. Did you follow that one Reddit page that I sent you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Say no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you together.
Get me together.
I'm gonna get
man.
You together.
I'm gonna
send you some things. I'm gonna send you some things.
It's been a minute since I messed with the social media. I've been out the loop for like years.
I'm gonna send you some things, man.
Send me some things. Look at them breasts. Come on now.
This is sickening.
This is just, I can't. And that bitch making all eye contact.
She looking directly into your soul,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you. You can have it all.
Was she from Canada?
She from Canada.
Spiff Lord.
I gotta find this bitch before Drake do. Cause I'ma be pissed.
Spiff Lord.
Or 40.
Spiff Lord.
Or Chubbs, nigga. It's too many of these niggas, man. Debook anybody.
Spiff Lord.
Yes, sir.
So we popping now.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast, you know, we booming. My nigga Solo, he rapping and now he the new motherfucking Polo G / Nate Dogg / fucking YNJ / whoever the fuck you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
We A&Rs, you know, we executive producers. We living comfortably, man.
Mm-hmm.
Couple M's in the bank,
right?
You know, you have a roughly 7 to 8 different Rolexes that you can switch up on the daily if you choose to.
Okay.
Nice cars, mansion,
mm-hmm.
Everything but a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, All-Star Weekend 2025.
Why you like to fight with me at Cheesecake? I know you let her go there.
Just so happened it's in Toronto, my nigga.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Just so happened it's in Toronto, my nigga. Mm-hmm. So we down there in Toronto, man. You know, we got private sections. You know, it's a party going on. You know, bitches came over.
Mm-hmm.
We had a party. Bitches came over.
We threw a party.
Bitches came over. This bitch, Annabelle, she in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of standoffish. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of by herself.
We at my house?
Yeah, we at your house. We at your house. Who invited her? We don't know.
We don't know. It's just a party. Balling niggas is there.
You know, like, it's coke around. It's coke. For the white people, of course.
You feel me? Molly, some shrooms, some acid.
Shrooms. You feel me? You know, not to mention, you know, you got a nice ass crib in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Just in case you like to, you know, take a break away from the monotony of just, you know, the U.S. She out there, she on her lonely shit, maybe drinking a little bit of Moscato. Mm-hmm. You know, you off whatever drug and or alcohol that you might be off at the time, man. But y'all lock eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You make eye contact. So the scrunched up face that she had recently has lightened up. Mm-hmm. She's inviting you over with her eyes, my nigga.
Okay. I'm visualizing.
You visualizing
it? I'm a visual person, yeah.
She's opening up to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You make your stroll on over there.
Mm-hmm.
What you saying to her, Spiff?
Shit, I could play it either one or two ways.
How you gonna play it?
Either I could play it on the humbles, you feel me? And you know how niggas be acting and bitches be acting like they didn't know somebody or seen like, hey, I seen you there, but they act like,
remember,
you know what I'm saying?
Remember? Yeah. We was down there at the, what's the name?
No, not even that. They be like, yeah, I seen you on YouTube. I watch your videos and shit that. You feel me? Look at my home gym. I wanted to show you what you think about this. You feel me?
I seen your glute workout.
Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I could do that to where I build up a, you know, some type of rapport with the
bitch.
But
you don't want to come off as a fan, nigga. You don't want to come off as a fan.
But look around you, though. It's around. Like, come on now.
I ain't got to brag about it.
It's the humble brag. You feel me? Look at this nice-ass home gym, bitch. You could work out anytime.
Like my nigga Ray J said, my nigga got an indoor court, outdoor court. Indoor pool, outdoor pool.
I could play it like that and just show her the best time of her life for the first 2 months and then never call that bitch again. Or I could be on my future shit.
I should have put you somewhere.
Like, bitch, come here. Right now. Look around you. This is me. Is you fucking for sex or no?
You are making the biggest mistake of your life if you don't go and hang and chill with a player like myself.
Hey, it is what it is. That's the way I feel. Either way, I feel like I get the dub.
Damn.
Because I'm boiling. Like, look the fuck around you. You got Future over here. You got, Future and Drake, and they ain't invited to none of my parties. You got other rappers over here and shit like that. It's bad bitches around me. It's already hoes on my dick, you feel me?
You know, we can't have too many, like, young snipers. We can't have too many ghetto niggas
We going to be elegant. We have businessmen, you feel me? A couple of our close homies.
Might be common over there.
Might be common over there, you feel me?
You know, it might be Coochie Man.
You feel me? Nah, that nigga can't come. That nigga can't come. You feel me?
Facts.
I play it like that. And then I'm already going to peep her anyway. But hoes going to be on my dick. But I'm going to purposely straight them hoes off a little bit. I'm going to let them get friendly with me, but not too friendly.
Not too friendly.
It shows that I'm used to bad bitches. You feel me?
It's like.
But I got my priorities.
He got the bitches around. They own his dick, but he ain't even really paying attention to them like that.
I got the M's. I'm like, yeah, I like how you grow on your brand. You feel me? Boom, boom, boom. Bada, bada, bing. Like, I remember when I was in that area, you feel me? This is what I did to come up. Come on, stop it now.
Subtle flex.
Come on now.
Subtle flex.
It's so many different approaches, you feel
it's
me?
It's so many, man.
It's easy. It's a light day, bro.
My nigga Spiv, that's one thing about you, my nigga. You don't waste your time with words, man. You get straight to it.
Straight to it. I can't. Straight to it. I cannot help it.
You know, I be sitting up here trying to talk a bitch ear off and be like, y'all. I be like, trying to put the G on them.
What's that shit on the Charlie? The peanuts?
Yeah, let's cut all the small talk. I wanna show you my gazebo.
Exactly.
I wanna show you, my Olympic sized swimming pool. You know, I wanna show you everything. Matter of fact, how about you just stay with me forever?
Yeah.
Live with me.
If that bitch let me fuck one time, she getting pregnant, bro. So it don't matter, bro. All I need is one time.
Damn, my nigga.
Let me see this one video. Nigga said she was going crazy. Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, they said she was throwing a lot of ass in this motherfucker. And a woman, an older woman, told me to watch this video.
Damn. Is it the crybaby shit?
Yep. Yeah, I don't like this nigga. We gonna pass
Nothing against the LGBTQ community.
No, they didn't even know this because they're not watching this, but thank you for airing me out.
When? I mean, she throwing ass in this motherfucker.
Man, it's mediocre at best.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. It's probably because I got so many bruises on my brain for watching so much damn porn.
It don't do
but
it.
But it's like,
you.
When I see bitches like shake their ass and shit nowadays.
Be like, yawn.
It's like,
I think them file crew days fucked us up forever.
Yeah, man.
It was too much sex.
God damn, man.
It's too much sex and drugs and liquor.
It partly reason is like my father's fault.
Hey, man, you know.
He took me and Mars to, like, you know, nasty parties and strip club parties and people basements when we was like 11 and 12.
No, this shit don't do it for me, man.
Yeah, nah. This yeah, shit. Nah.
Niggas like, oh, she was going crazy. Nah, this shit is choreographed.
I'm pretty sure it's a wonderful song, and I'm, you know, it looked like a lot of money been put into this video. Mm-hmm. It looked like some Toy Story type of shit going on in the background.
I've seen the thing before many times.
It's a lovely video. Mm-hmm. But we some nasty niggas, and we want to see, like,
a little bit more dick.
Yeah, deeper. Yeah, that way. Did you see that Cardi B shit, that Up and It Stuck shit?
Nah.
Yeah, me either. Damn, what the fuck, Spiff? All
right, man. I'm binging this shit, man.
Look, you see how she switched up her hairstyle for you? You like them curly hair bitches, too.
I do. Curls for the girls.
This is some sick ass activity.
I'm telling you. It's not a lot of bitches on here that I like that do these bikini hauls. Like, maybe I need to be more descriptive with my words in the search.
What do you type in? Do you type in thick black bitches bikini hauls?
No, it's not a porno site, should I?
No. No.
I was thinking about that shit, but...
Anytime you go on the white porno site, you gotta type in ebony.
Ebony, amateur ebony. Come on now, we can't ebony. Give them all the juice. We yeah, can't dog. Give them all the juice.
Did she get thicker? Because I feel like she's kind of on a slimmer side in this particular video. This must be an old video.
Yeah, this is like a year ago. I need the whole catalog. I need to do my research. This is before crazy. I could tell by the crib she was in, because she only used to do it. In her bedroom, and I'm walking through the crib like she got a dope ass crib.
That's crazy. We find all of this out in a fucking bikini call.
I'm lightweight stalking this.
I
bitch.
Like this white on her. I like this white set.
I like the white. It complements her skin very well.
Absolutely, man.
And look at that.
I can tell she's been tanning.
That slight camel toe.
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell. I can tell she works out, if not regularly, semi regularly. Look at it. Look at the underboob, Spiff. You're missing it.
I love it. You love to see it.
Amazing.
And she know how to entertain. She know how to show us just enough. She knows what we like, man. She'll jiggle that ass a little bit. You know what I'm saying? She might have got her titties done, though. I ain't gonna lie. For sure. She definitely got her titties done.
I like her neck. She has a good neck.
You gotta have these hoes out here with the strong necks now.
You gotta have a strong neck. You can't have no pencil neck, noodle neck ass woman and shit.
Hell no.
You could tell that she haven't did her neck exercise if she got a pencil neck.
Yeah, that shit is not ideal.
You feel me?
Yeah, feel me.
And if she ever hears this, man, I hope that she don't take this as, you know, any type of, like, disrespect. I feel like the only thing that's not making her, like, one of the baddest bitches is that tattoo on her arm, man.
Damn, you gotta be flawless like that?
I feel like the tattoo is kind of like taken away. Damn. It's either go hard or...
Go home.
Or go home.
I feel it.
Like, that's how I feel about myself. Like I got this one bitch-ass tattoo on my chest. That's like, damn, nigga. I should've got more.
It is what it is, man. It's never too late.
Shout out to my crib homie. She got a nice, you know, blue crib set.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she probably played a sport before.
Yeah, I'm off that bitch.
Yeah, we
are. For right now. But I'm going to be back on that bitch a little bit later on tonight.
This is crazy. This nigga Spiff is sick.
It's a legging try on her.
Yes, sir.
Double cheeked up on a Thursday, boy.
Afternoon. Yam-tastic.
All right, man.
All right, let's get the fuck up on here.
Let's get the fuck up on. Hey, Smith, Lord, you got any last words that you like to say when you say how you say what you say it, cuz?
Man, I'm trying to be 30 of 30 to the moon.
To the moon.
Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, of course. Bikini try on haul, lingerie try on haul, glue workout try on haul, fucking legging try on haul reaction videos.
Yes, sir.
Let me know something. Make it
you
want to
record one right now?
I mean, yeah, we can. Let's stop talking about this shit and actually do some shit.
Yeah, let's do some shit, dog. Let's do it. All right. Hey, man, like always, man, I appreciate all 13 of y'all for always showing up, showing love, giving feedback when it's due, man. And it's the motherfucking Drill Table Talk Podcast with Meech and Spiff. Remember, we don't sell drugs, we sell knowledge and slang game. And like my bro would say, my nigga Mars, let's go be some stars up in this bitch. We out.